The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
And I'm proud. American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Hey, good morning. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 606 on AM 970, The Answer. Lee Greenwood singing the song that brought the president to the stage down in Orlando yesterday during that rally, which was quite spectacular. I have never, in all my years, and I'm old, I've never seen anything like that, like I saw in Orlando last night for President Trump. You know, whether you believe or agree with this guy, the President Trump, or not, there's never been anything like that. And I can remember the fervor and the love for Ronald Reagan and that, but it's a rock concert now. It seems stronger than ever. These folks that are there waiting for days, and they really are waiting on the outside to get in, and it just exploded. And he spoke for almost 2 hours, it seemed, you know, and he went on and broke down everything. The speech was great. But and again, you're going to misconstrue this as a pro-Trump kind of little commentary, but it's objective. It's just, I just want to say objectively, okay? Let's talk objectively for a second, because I'm so sick of the politics of it all at 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. And a great good morning to you. And I have some, and I love your notes that you sent me. I'm going to read a couple of those notes in a second. We appreciate it very much, and we got a great show for you. Mark Serrano was down there in Orlando last night, and Mark will join us. Joe Borelli is going to join us, councilman, our favorite councilman. Father Paul Bielecki has the story that you just can't believe. He's been on before, Father Paul. We're going to talk about Christians being persecuted in the Middle East and around the world. Father Paul is front and center in this fight, and you do not want to miss this brilliant man, Father Paul Bielecki, truly a saint, on in the 7 o'clock hour. And Regina Agia, Governor Christie's former chief of staff, she is the head of Garden State Initiative. A lot, there are wars in Jersey, man. Oh, boy, with only the Democrats. They haven't gotten to the Republicans yet. So we'll be talking about that. Mike Gonzalez from the Heritage Foundation. Kevin McCullough is going to jump on the air with us. And Barbara Straka, founder of the Walk Away campaign, and his attorney, Manny Alejandro, about their lawsuit against the LGBT Center for the refusal to allow them to have a Walk Away event. So it's a crazy time, but we'll make our way through it. So last night, for the president, and again, I have to say, because he's like older, he's got me by a few years, and then I see how, again, on his way to Orlando, again, stops with the press, talks with the press, and he's fighting the sound of Marine One, the helicopter, fighting the sound. I would be with tea and honey, complaining. I'd be going, la, 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 again, my voice. I'd be whining something, you know. We do my warm-ups or something. He's like screaming over Air Force, Marine One, as he gets on the Air Force One. Then I'm watching. Now, when he gets down there, and again, this is personally what fascinates me. And yes, I love the drama of this presidency. I love the entertainment value of this presidency. But you have to look what the guy has done. There is substance there, and you can't dispute that. But then I'm thinking, and this is what I really think about, because I, you know, like I always talk to our buddy, the weatherman, Joe Lumberg, and what he does. I always appreciate somebody who really pushes himself to the limit. Then the president goes down. When you get down there, and you're backstage, you're in Orlando, 1,000 pictures maybe? Yeah, you got to figure at least a couple hundred people, because I could see them now coming in with Kayleigh McEnany, with Mark Serrano, and with a bunch of other folks, that the president, hi, how are you? You know, anybody else going to be like, now I have to speak before 20,000 people. They've been waiting for 2 days to talk to me. Please, I'll do pictures afterwards. I'm telling you. And I want blue M&Ms. So the president, he doesn't even think about it, man. Pictures, talking. Melania goes up, gracious as ever. I think, hopefully, Melania is getting the credit she deserves as being the elegant, you know, first lady that she is. Then the president, again, he's like, his speech was great. And we'll get to the substance in a second. But just the execution of it, his energy was high. He kept going. He pushed it. And, I mean, he's 73 years old, this guy. I'm telling you, I always feel we're in good shape. I think it's okay to say that. People can't stand it. But, man, that was, I'm telling you, if that's not a telltale sign of what's going to happen. I mean, I want to see the Joe Biden rally to that extent. I mean, the Democrats, they destroy this president. They say everything negative about him. Show me someone on the other side or an independent that could draw that crowd, that could draw an inkling of that crowd. I mean, and Joe Biden gets a couple hundred people. So you got to give credit where it is due. And the networks don't, other networks except for Fox, I don't even go to the other networks because I'm going to hear negativity. And they're not going to cover it. I heard CNN cut away because the crowd started saying bad things about CNN. I'm telling you, you got to celebrate it. You got to celebrate it. Come on. You got to celebrate it. And then this. So again, we know when the president could defeat ISIS like he did, to put his belief in the generals and in the military the way he has, and then to support the military and build it up. I love a guy like that. That alone is monumental. Don't forget about that. ISIS, the beheadings, burning human beings, and then putting the video out. That was not being addressed. It was not being addressed. The world didn't know how to handle it until President Trump was elected. Think about that. The tax cuts, I'll tell you what. Oh, the tax cuts are for the poor. Will you stop with that? I've not seen more construction. And I know, and we love you. Construction workers are always tweeting us and they're texting us, and we appreciate that. I've not seen more construction in New York City in my lifetime, in the 40 years that I've been coming in and out of New York. The buildings are up. The city's booming. And trust me, it ain't de Blasio. You know, this is the Trump bump. Because I talked to my big money guys that are my friends, because I'm not a big money guy. So I talked to the big money guys, and they go. They go, no, it's as soon as the president got in, they felt comfortable to spend their money. So there's so much just going on where, again, there's the left is just trying to tear down the country. So this is what I'm talking about. Show me something that you're going to go against the president. Show me something about the debt, national debt. Show me criticize something that is political. I mean, he addressed the inner cities. He addressed everything last night. But here's all they got. Here's all they got. And this comes from a man who I had respect for, because he's been on the show a few times, in Bernie Sanders, senator from Vermont. And I said, Bernie, I always say Bernie's organic. Bernie, he's a communist, but at least he believes in it. He believes in communism, socialism. He wants us to be like Venezuela, Bernie Sanders does. And you got to believe that. But then this is the cry. This is the cry from the Democratic Party. Let me hear, Frankie, if you would, Bernie Sanders, what he said when he did a Facebook. I think this was a Facebook thing that he did after the president's speech.
We have a president who is a racist, who is a sexist, who is a homophobe, who is a xenophobe, and he is a religious bigot.
All right, right there. That if that's all you got, pack it up and go home. If that's all you got on the Democratic side, then you just pack it up and go home. Racist? This man has done, for him to do the criminal justice reform that he has done, that I didn't see Barack Obama doing that. I don't see any of the Democrats doing that. A racist. And the fact that they say he's a homophobe, that cracks me up. He's the guy. Does anybody remember Donald Trump waving the LGBTQ, whatever the letters are, at the rally? Remember and I know, and I've worked with the guy in New York. If you are successful in New York, you don't even think about you don't. There's no way you're a homophobe because you don't even think about it. And this is the president like that. For them to go through all of those things, if that's all they got, then there's no way they'll ever win. But I'm telling you, it was inspiring to see. And just inspiring to see. Then this. And then we'll get into the day. And forgive me, but I'm inspired to see the excitement. I've never seen anything like it with the presidential rally yesterday. Then Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and you've seen this all over the news now, she equated what's happening down at the border, and sometimes when these families come in that aren't really families, so we don't know what's happening down at the border. The coyotes are running people. They're being paid to run children in, and then they say, oh, these are families, and that's not the case. And so she equated what's happening when we detain those families to concentration camps. To concentration camps. And she said it. You have to stay with me on this, please. AOC, I'm telling you, she's so good on camera because you look at her, she believes what she says. There's nothing there. You know there's nothing there. But her execution, her delivery, her look, it will touch millions of millennials who have no idea of American history or of international history or the assault and the genocide against Jews in the Second World War. She has no idea to equate that, like flippantly say, at a concentration camp, a death camp. When you see, how could she even say it? But the fact of the matter is, Chuck Schumer doesn't call her out. Chuck Schumer doesn't call her out. Pelosi doesn't call her out. How do you not call her out? She's off base. She speaks before she thinks. She's young. Anything. You don't have anybody on the Democratic side defending the Holocaust, defending it. They just let this girl spew hate and spew false facts, and they get away with it. I'm telling you. And in my mind, the scary thing is this. When there's a package like AOC, and then she gets the millions of followers that she has, it's dangerous. It's dangerous. It's anti-American. It's dangerous. It's a false narrative. So please, I don't know how we... Hopefully they'll do a commercial on that. Hopefully they'll do a commercial, you know. Hopefully the GOP will show AOC saying that and then show really what happened with the concentration camps. Get me started. Anyway, you know, I want to thank Frankie is here. Good morning, Frankie.
Good morning,
how are
Joe.
You? Nice to see you.
And I couldn't agree more with what you said with respect to the president's lack of bigotry. If he's a bigot, he must be the only bigot that brags about how many jobs he's created for the minority groups that he's bigoted against.
And he has, and the stats are right there. Plus, his Jared, he's so loyal to Israel and to the Jewish community, to his whole life. And they say, they call him a racist. It's comical. It's comical. And for Bernie knows better.
He does.
Bernie knows better. When Bernie goes, look, Walmart workers are not being paid enough. Bingo, Bernie, you're right on the money. Go. They should stay on that. AOC.
He's doing it to stir the pot.
I know.
That's all. He's just trying to be noticed.
I think you're right. I mean, I think the media rewards them with more attention in this kind
of... I'm playing. Yeah. I ask you to play that, so maybe I'm guilty as charged.
But the other thing is that Trump doesn't need to do advertising or any of that nature to get reelected. He has the press working for him. He rails on the Third Estate and how, you know... The media is evil and this and that, yet they all keep coming with cameras to focus on him.
Well,
if they didn't,
to your point,
it would be different.
I gotta tell you something. If this president ever was not the president, or if some phenom happens where he doesn't win, the press is gonna be begging for him to come back because it's all ratings. Hey, I have cards for you guys, and here, this is to Al. I got this in my office. It came to me, Frankie Five Burrows.
Thank you.
And then I got a nice note from our buddy Diane Acusalino, Frankie. Yeah, dear Joe, Frank, and Al, right? Mm-hmm. And just a little something to wish you a happy birthday. Frank and Rachel, congratulations.
Thank you.
And you and Al, it's to me, a happy Father's Day.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes, looking forward to Italy with you and my sister and cousins. So the whole Cusolinos are coming to Italy. I'm happy to get... listen to this. Diana wants to go. Remind me to talk to Father Paul about this, if you would, Frankie. I'm hoping to get to Foggia to visit Padre Pio's monastery. Wow, San Giovanni Rotondo. I would love to go there if we could do that.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of things I want to do. I'd like to go to Puglia to find out, see where the olive oils are made for Botticelli olive oil, right? And then go to... I'm going to be there. And then I got an invite to go with my friend Joe Grano, who lives next door to who? George Clooney.
Wow.
I know, up in the north.
Oh, Lake Como.
I may not come home. I may not be. Me and Frankie be lost in the hills of Italy somewhere, man.
There are worse places to be lost.
That's true.
Diana, we love you and we thank you very much.
Yeah, very nice gift. Thank you, Diana. Very much.
Diana, she gave you
A gift card to Foot Locker.
Yeah, I got one from Macy's. She's giving us presents.
Nice. This I appreciate great. That.
Frankie, Frank's going to open.
I didn't open mine.
This is just a precursor. It's for you being included into everybody's will, Frank. I'm telling you.
Thank you.
Somebody on Sunday morning's listening with a lot of money that's going to give this guy their fortune.
A gift certificate to Home Goods.
Good. Very good. Oh. This is great.
Thank you.
Dear Joe Piscopo, you are really fantastic. Your love, dedication, and devotion and wisdom and to your children. Your children are very blessed. I hope your day is full of satisfying mind. Happy blessings on Father's Day to my favorite entertainer who I enjoy every morning on The Answer. Have a happy Father's Day. This is from Ismail Randazzo. Thank you, Ismail. You're very, very kind to send that. That means more than I could tell you. Happy birthday to the most dapper guy around. Oh, this is from Diana, too. She sent me a nice birthday card as well. You know, I have to tell you, you think we just, from our heart, with all our heart, we appreciate you listening, and we never, ever take it for granted. And we always just try to do the right thing politically with guests on the show. What we say, we take it very, very, we're very responsible about it, because without you, we are nothing. Without you, we are nothing. Do you understand? Hi, Debbie, 621. Debbie's out there looking out for you. How are you?
Good. You enjoyed the speech last night then by the president.
It was a rock concert, and I love it. Not in my lifetime. Debbie, you come from a legendary political family in the state of New Jersey, the Duhaimes. I mean, can you think in your lifetime, and your pop's been around, your brother Michael, have you seen anything like that before? Not seen anything like that.
I mean, you see it like on when people win elections, when you have a huge crowd, when somebody wins,
you feel it.
But this is, you know, this is unbelievable.
20,000.
Lining up.
20,000.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. It's, you know, like I've never, and again, all politics aside, I've just never seen anything like it. Hey, Debbie's out there looking out for you at 621 and AM 970 The Answer. And a good morning to you, Debbie DeHame.
Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's go out to the Cross Bronx westbound, moving slowly, Castle Hill Ave, out to the GWB, the outbound GWB upper level. An accident was cleared. It's still busy. Deegan South, Van Cortlandt Park, all the way down to the Cross Bronx. LIE westbound, that stop and go as you head out through Junction Boulevard. More volume through the BQE with that new construction pattern heading out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride to 31 southbound right in the area of Clinton Township by Regional Road. It's an accident, and it looks like two lanes remain blocked. Sponsored by Discover, go further than ever with the Discover at Miles card. They automatically match the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. Discover at Miles. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel. Checking in on the forecast, some thunderstorms likely today, high of about 72 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. Every Sunday, Steve Adubato's Leadership Hour brings you valuable tips on how to become a better leader. I'll also interview leaders in government, business, and other arenas. So catch me, Steve Adubato, Sundays at 2 p.m. for the Leadership Hour, right here on AM 970.
Once upon a time, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
Now, there's Salem Surround, delivering customers with targeted digital marketing. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka feels a little bad for Joe Biden.
Somebody on his account on Twitter posted a photograph of what looks like a high school girl's friendship bracelet. Joe? On the top of the bracelet? On the bottom, Barack. He's such a good friend that he won't endorse you for president. Ouch.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years. Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Well, this is awfully soft in the morning, Al. What do you got? I know you got... What is this one? Do I know this?
There's a place on a blank stretch of road where nobody travels, nobody goes. And the desk man says these days round here, well, two young folks could probably up and disappear.
Cool. I've not heard this. Was this a new
is
cut?
From the Western Stars
new cut?
Album, Moonlight Motel.
Yeah, I haven't heard that. Charlie and I were going through the whole album. It's good. I like when he sings like this. People are going to say it's...
Frank likes it because he can understand it.
Yeah, well, lyrics. But a lot of folks like Bruce when he's rocking, you know. But I like when right. he gets into that
just interesting,
acoustic.
Though, that he would put out this album and not tour.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's just kind of weird that he's going to go back in the studio with the E Street Band. They're going to put out another album, and then they're going to tour that. But he's not going to do anything with this. This is a little bit different for him.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, would it make sense to just do some small venues? Maybe like a limited 10, 15
yeah, he's
city
he's
tour
done
or something
that. He's
like that.
Done that before. Yeah. Just got off of Broadway. The Broadway show was on Netflix, correct?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. He's just, I'm a big fan. I know politics. People don't even want to hear him anymore because of politics. Put it all aside.
Performer.
And I know.
Go to the bathroom. When he talks politics, that's the bathroom break.
The thing is, it's like if when we come on the show, I don't want to. If you're a celebrity, and again, I went to like school here at the radio station with Frankie and with Al and Debbie, and certainly with Phil Boyce and Jerry Crowley. So it's like going to graduate school. If I come out of the world of comedy or of entertainment, it takes you years to get your arms around the politics, to learn about it, to be able to execute it, to comment on it. But when a celebrity is just spewing it and they just spew what they think is right, I don't even want to hear that anymore. You want to do it? Go on the radio like I did. Go into something online and study it like we study it. Get up at 3 o'clock in the morning like we do, 4 o'clock, whatever it is, and just learn it like we learn it. But don't a lot of the celebrities, when they do speak, I don't want to hear it anymore. You can't identify. Right. It's like, and I want to go here for a second, 627. I have so much to talk to you about this morning. But Al, like what Governor Murphy's doing, nice, one of the nicest guys I've ever met in Phil Murphy, the governor of New Jersey.
Great.
But he's got $550 million. You can't relate to me paying an easy pass or getting mad because the easy pass doesn't right. work or stuck in traffic or looking at my property tax bill again for crying out loud or my friend who has an 88-acre farm and they still banging for taxes on his home because why? Well, the home's not the farm. Well, can I farm assess the farm? Okay, but we're going to bang you with taxes. They're obsessed. And I'm thinking this whole thing against this political giant George Norcross right. is just to get money because the state needs the money.
Yeah, well, I think that's part of it. That's part of his power play, and that's why he wants this millionaire's tax, which he's not going to get. He's got two lawmakers in Coughlin and Sweeney, two Democrats in his own party, who have said it's a non-starter. We're not going to do it. It's not going to happen. Mm. And so, you know, I don't understand why the governor continues to push this narrative when it's just not going to be successful.
Create the revenue. And you know what the governor did was great. He went out and he's trying to jumpstart the film commission. Very, very smart, because you can make a lot of money doing that. Bring in generic drugs and make them in the stressed areas of the cities. Well, or just to bring some businesses back to New Jersey, because everybody's leaving.
Last night he tweeted something about how he was proud that New York passed this law so that undocumented immigrants, or illegal aliens, mm-hmm. however you want to call them, can now obtain driver's licenses. He goes, New Jersey lawmakers should do the same thing right now. Governor, my question to you, and it's very simple. What's the impetus for an illegal immigrant to go to DMV and get themselves a legitimate license? to give over their information as to where they are. You're not going to give that information to ICE.
Interesting.
You're not going to go out and buy insurance. You're not going to do those
interesting
things.
Interesting to hear Bill Bratton say that he was for the illegals getting licenses. Very interesting to hear this.
It was interesting,
law
actually,
enforcement giant say something like that.
It absolutely was. It caused me to think a bit more about it, and especially given his experience in Los Angeles. My two main concerns are, one, making New York even more of a magnet for illegal aliens, and two, because New York does have motor voter provisions and things like that, is opening the door, even accidentally, to illegal aliens voting in elections.
Well, that's the end game for Governor Cuomo,
well,
I'm sure.
I think that there's some truth to that.
I'm sure.
So I'm still not ready to embrace it. But again, it doesn't matter whether I'm ready to embrace it. The governor signed the bill. It's a done deal.
So you're right, though. We're thinking about the president, for 20,000 people last night in Orlando at the rally. I would be. And during the break, I'll make a photo because I would be like, yeah. I have to.
My throat. I can't cancel it.
Do you know I was talking to the reporters before I went on Marine One? I can't go on now.
Yeah, right.
I
mean, there's air conditioning on. Yeah. Forget about that.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Presidential edict, no air conditioning ever.
That would be me.
Although I did have,
that would be me.
I did think it was almost
stuffy in Air Force One. My goodness,
a tickle in my
throat. I did
throat.
Think it was almost Piscopo-esque during that George Stephanopoulos interview when
what happened?
He made Mick Mulvaney leave the room when he coughed.
That's great.
That
love the guy.
Good.
Love the guy.
Can we sorry. Yeah. You're gonna cough.
Sorry.
Out.
Yeah. Loved that moment because, and I can't. I mean, it's so. It is what it is. George Stephanopoulos knew exactly, and ABC knew exactly what they were doing.
Absolutely.
Let make the president look bad. Meantime, I'm going, yes, get that germ, that German-fested creature out of the office.
I think it was a combination of, one, he was not happy with the possibility of germs being spread, but also he didn't like that the cough went over, was audio over his answer.
If you got a cough, you back out of the Oval Office,
Trump
man.
He said, let me take that question again.
He was in total control. And you know what I saw when I saw that? Frankie's talking about when there was, during that Stephanopoulos thing, and then Mick Mulvaney coughed when the president was making a great point. You're coughing. Now you shouldn't know. The president should have probably almost texted him right there at his desk and says, hey, Mick, you want to step away because you're like coughing over.
Excuse yourself immediately. Just step out of the room.
When he said it, when the president said it, it was like a General Patton going, nobody coughs when I talk.
Right.
And I liked it. He goes, and then the germ thing, you're absolutely right. Oh, I would be spraying Lysol after that.
Oh, no.
You would have thrown him Duracin. Here. Spray this in your throat.
Take these cough gels I get at Walgreens.
The funniest part of that whole interview is the shot of the two of them in the limo, and they're shooting up. I don't understand that. George Stephanopoulos looks like Mini-Me. He looks like the president is
so
going to pat him on the head. It was such a bad shot. Like, why wouldn't you have shot them from above or
the
dead
only thing
on?
That bothered me, and I know the president had his initiative, and not to criticize. Why? I would love to see Sean, somebody who really.
He's interviewed him.
Did he ever? Sean owns the interviews with the president, and his ratings were like a million.
He's doing
more.
An interview with Telemundo.
Was a million more than ABC had rather. But why didn't he let Sean in the back of the limo or Brett Baer or somebody from Fox in the back of the limo?
Well, I mean, he's had Hannity over at he's at had the him White within House like what, I don't know about
open
in the
access,
beast, but you know the bottom line is everybody that watches Sean Hannity by and large is already going to vote for the president.
Oh, that's a good
right?
point.
So,
yeah, I got you.
The people
I got you.
that Trump needs to win over are the Obama-Trump Democrats and independents, people that voted for Obama twice and then voted for Trump, especially in states like Wisconsin, Michigan, Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania. And those are the folks that are watching ABC News.
Yeah,
you know, they're
good
not
point.
Watching Hannity.
Yeah, so it's a crossover like that. I hold in my hand Robitussin cough gels. Should we send them to Mick Mulvaney?
That's very funny.
Well, you know what the truth? When Hillary was coughing, and I felt bad for her when she was coughing all the time throughout most of the campaign, she was coughing. And now here's, first lady, secretary of state. So, and I sent these to Robert Wolf, I know the big Democrat, our buddy who comes on the show, you know, Fox News contributor and a good guy. I sent him the Walgreens cough gels for Hillary, but apparently she never took them. These things actually work. That's like cough medicine in a gel. And perhaps the White House should keep some close by. Yes, I'm going to have one now before I start coughing.
I mean,
hey, a lot to get into, but, by and large, I just, and again, objectively speaking, it was a rock concert last night.
Yeah, I was I was at the Charter Revision Commission meeting at City Hall. So
what was more exciting?
Well, it was certainly less entertaining, but they made their final decisions about what they're going to put on the ballot this year. So I didn't get to see much of the rally, but I did catch up this morning with the transcripts of what the president said. You know, you alluded to that.
This is my water. This is my water.
Yes.
Sorry.
You alluded to that audio of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on Instagram talking about migrant detention centers. Do you want to play that?
Like, he doesn't want to sip that water because he's afraid that it's not his. It's yours.
How dare you try to bring credibility to this program, Frank Marano?
It's yours. What?
You should. I didn't. You saw me drink this,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay. Frank's getting ticked off.
No, I'm not. Hey.
I got water. But you ever look at your water in front of you and say, is that mine? Because
my wife does it all the time because she leaves bottles all over the house.
I have a phobia of putting my lips on where someone else put their lips on the on the water bottle. So I'm going to give it a shot. If I drop, then we know it wasn't mine.
Right.
Hey, before we break, 6:35, Frankie, I would like to hear that because that was so uneducated. It's so ignorant. I mean, I can't believe they even. But she's got the ability to do it because it's the First Amendment rights. But this is AOC talking about how they detain illegals that come across the country and relating them to concentration camps. Here, let me drink more.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border, and that is exactly what they are. They are concentration camps. I want to talk to the people that are concerned enough with humanity to say that we should not, that never again means something.
Never again. She has the audacity to say that. How ignorant is this woman?
Now, Joe Borelli, who's actually been to real concentration camps where people were put in ovens and murdered, he said he'd be happy to take Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to one of these a real concentration
camps.
So that she can learn what a concentration camp actually
is. She's not that bright.
Yeah, we'll talk
She's
about
She's really not.
We'll talk about when we come
you
back.
You don't say that. That is, you just that, don't say that.
That is, it's just being uneducated. The danger is this, that she's got millions of people that follow her on social media who have not looked at one word of American history. That is a danger. And that's how you can lose your country. 6:36 with Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. If you want to give a call on our Balance of Nature phone lines, Frankie is here. Everybody's here. Dean is here. And Matt is here. And Al Gattulo with a shirt that says, I'm into fitness. Fitness taco right into my mouth. I love
Father's Day present.
I love it.
Thank you.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Did he look for that? Do you think Jack looked for that?
I know. They bought it online or whatever. He contributed about, I don't know, according to my wife, a $20 bill towards the shirt. It was a little more than that. Just like he wants
to. That shirt cost more than $20.
That's what I said.
Yeah. But, oh, man.
He wants to get a birthday present from my wife next week. So I said, what do you want to get her? So now she's not listening, so I don't care. I'll reveal it. He wants to get her these two box sets of these Doctor Who seasons because she likes the show.
Yeah.
And I know my wife. She doesn't like to rewatch things.
Yeah.
And I go, Jack, you think that's a good idea? He goes, yeah. I said, well, how much are you going to contribute to the gift? He goes, I don't know, $5? I look at him. He goes, 10? I look at him again, 15? Maybe 20? I go, all right, 20's good. Like, this is a negotiation. It's your present to your mother. Why am I paying for it?
Because you're the dad.
You got money?
Because you're the dad, baby.
He's going to dip into his Ziploc bag to give me the money.
6:37. Big Al Gattulo has the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
67 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news. First, here's what's going on. One person dead. Six others are injured following separate shootings in downtown Newark. Gunfire first broke out yesterday near the intersection of Dr. Martin Luther King Boulevard and Spruce Street, where a total of three people were hit, one fatally. A separate shooting then unfolded along South Orange Avenue 5 minutes later when witnesses say over a dozen shots rang out, striking four people. Police have not confirmed if the shootings are related, but NBC4 reporting the same white car was at both scenes and police have questioned the driver. Two NYPD cops stopped a Manhattan teenager armed with a shotgun from killing himself Monday. Police were called to a Nagel Avenue building in Inwood around 5 p.m. by the 19-year-old's mother. Cops say they found the teen in the stairwell of the building with a shotgun pointed at his head and his finger on the trigger. One of the officers talked to the teen as the other went in and grabbed the gun away. The teen, whose name was not released, was taken into custody and charged with criminal possession of a weapon. In sports, Edwin Encarnacion hit his first home run with the Bombers as the Yankees doubled up the Rays 6-3 in the Bronx. Yankees, who have won four straight, to move to 2.5 games ahead of the Rays in the American League East. They go for the sweep this afternoon, weather permitting. Pete Alonso finished 4-for-4 with a homer, 3 RBIs and 3 runs. Mets blasted the Braves by the final of 10-2. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks. Let's take it to 31 southbound, getting down toward Regional Road, getting down through Hunter and County and toward Clinton Township. It's an accident. 2 lanes blocked over there. Over on the New Jersey Turnpike, the New Jersey Turnpike is moving very slowly northbound, getting up toward the area of exit 13. We're still seeing this problem here at the outer bridge crossing. The outer bridge crossing is closed into Staten Island with an accident investigation. You'll have to head up to the Gothels Bridge instead. Traffic is still moving pretty slowly for you on the LIE West, getting out toward the BQE, that new construction pattern right before the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Cross Bronx West, heavy traffic, Castle Hill Ave, out through the Alexander Hamilton Bridge because of earlier problems at the outbound GWB. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. It looks like the 2 trains are back on or close. Delays on the PATH trains, Hoboken to 33rd. Watch out for some rain today with a high in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Paramount. Academy Award winner Kevin Costner stars in Yellowstone. Don't miss the return of cable's number one new drama. Yellowstone Season 2 premieres tonight at 10, 9 Central on the new Paramount Network.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus.
A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
Hi, I'm Laura Schaefer, General Sales Manager at AM 970, The Answer. Believe it or not, some of our most fundamental freedoms are being challenged. Alliance Defending Freedom, one of the nation's most respected and successful Supreme Court advocates, is fighting for you. Through generous donations, ADF has become a major force in the legal battle for free speech and religious freedom, playing an important role in 54 victories at the U.S. Supreme Court. If you're a business owner, consider making a tax-deductible donation of $1,500 or more. In return, your business will receive a bonus advertising campaign equal to the value of your donation. Contact me to learn more at 212-857-9639. Again, that's 212-857-9639.
I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group and timeshare cancellation advocate. I was sued by the largest timeshare company in federal court for simply helping people cancel their timeshare that they had been lied to about. The jury sized me up and came back with a verdict after only 20 minutes. And yes, I won.
My husband and I are more than grateful to everyone at Wesley Financial Group. You know, thanks to Chuck and his team, we feel as though a weight has been lifted and we can move on without the worry of a troublesome timeshare.
Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, it's my mission to get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Want to learn more about getting rid of your troublesome timeshare? Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation. Call 800-653-1188. That's 800-653-1188. 800-653-1188.
We're just talking about John DiDomenico, who did Donald Trump in the studio yesterday. That was so funny.
Brilliant.
And then he did Austin Powers doing Donald Trump back and forth. We should maybe play a clip.
Very funny.
But I have to tell you, I know we got to read at 6:42. But Frankie, and you know, this is our intimate hour, and you're part of the family. Because I say, when I saw John walk in with the makeup on, I thought, well, maybe we don't do it because I don't want to be disrespectful to President Trump. And but he walked in. It was a good call on your part. Did you tell him put the
Absolutely,
makeup on?
Yeah, and you know, he said, it's going to take probably about an hour.
Wow!
Here, I said, it's worth it.
Yeah, it was worth it. So thank you for that.
I liked how he got everything perfect around the eyes and everything.
It was brilliant.
Brilliant.
It was great.
And
it's on the
shelf. I wanted to put a cup of coffee on that shelf.
The podcast is out from
and the video. People can go to YouTube. Just type in AM 970 The Answer, and you can see it on there.
Great stuff. Great stuff. We appreciate John DiDomenico. Just a brilliant, brilliant guy. Hey, let me tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn. We had such a good time. I'm going to have talking points in front of me, but what I'm going to do now is post a picture of Fred Cacace of Michael's in Brooklyn. He was my buddy. I had such a good time going and watching how the sauce is made at Michael's of Brooklyn. I told you that. Waiting for the great John Catsimatidis and Margot. These are dear friends and folks I have such immense respect for, like Congressman King and Rosemary. And now I'm, but what am I, where am I? I'm touring Michael's of Brooklyn while they're waiting for me to sit at the table. You, thank God you were a little later than that, Frankie. You and Debbie came in later, thank God.
Yeah, it's...
No, the traffic was bad. You got caught up, I understand. But the fact is, where am I? I'm on the premises. I got there early. I'm watching the sauce being made. And I loved every minute. I think you should open a tour of how the sauce is made at Michael's of Brooklyn. So as you listen around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com and you see on your supermarket shelf Michael's of Brooklyn sauce, you got to take it home because you know what's great? After it's made, and I see how it goes from the tomatoes, the Italian tomatoes, they go into the jars, and then they get the labels come on, and then they go into the next the machine with the caps going on. Then, and then Fred says to me, feel the jar. Feel the jar. I feel the jar. It's still warm. Fresh as fresh could be. Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. You got to try it as you listen, certainly in New York and Jersey and Connecticut. But if you're listening around the rest of the country as you are, South Carolina, hey, Texas, check out Michael's of Brooklyn. I'm telling you, you will absolutely love it. And now, if you come to the area and you're in New York and you're in Jersey, Connecticut, you have to go to Avenue R. Nostrand. Avenue R. Nostrand, right there in Brooklyn, in the neighborhood, if you will, and you will see and experience one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. Not only is Fred there, Johnny's in the kitchen, Michael is walking the room, making sure everybody's okay. Enzo, one of the best maitre d' anywhere is Enzo with those bow ties. This is a great experience. You got to check out this institution of Brooklyn, New York for over 50 years. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy since 1964.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
That's what I like about you, baby. Let it rip out, 646. Come on. Frankie Marano. Hey. Al Catullo. Debbie Duhaime.
What I like about you.
And Joe Piscopo.
You hold me tight.
Love this song.
Tell me I'm the only one. Wanna come over tonight.
Joe Piscopo on the radio with Frank and Al and Debbie. Great to have you with us. 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Oh, there's a picture of Fred. Look at that. Isn't that a great shot, Frankie? Look at that.
Oh, that's a great picture.
I'm gonna post this out at Michael's. And it's not just commercials. This is family. This is all about family. When I go out, I have a lot to do today, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to the Yankee game, by the way, today. You think it'll be
bring
in?
Bring an umbrella.
They'll get it in, you think?
I think they will. I think it's going to start and stop.
All right, I'll head out to the Bronx. 1 o'clock start, correct?
Yeah.
And there's a celebration of David Cohen's perfect game, and there's a big event tonight. And I've been invited, and I got invited again. And then my buddy, we're going to go from the stadium right to the David Cohn event.
David Cohn, one of many Met pitchers that threw a no-hitter after leaving the New York Mets.
Great guy. David's a great guy, and we'll just go. Maybe I'll call Carol to go drop by there.
Yeah, she's a Met fan, I think.
Did she sound happy on the phone when she said hi,
Joe?
I think so. I think it was kind of, you know.
Hey, what are you busting my job?
I got to call this,
That's what I got.
I forgot. I'm sorry. I'll never forget again.
I didn't text her back. I got to text her back on that.
You didn't text her back?
No, I know. What's the matter with you?
One of those, like, right after the show, thanks so much.
I know.
Yes, I
wonder why I don't have a relationship, right? Frankie.
Yes, I'm at the end of it, come on.
Is it too late now? It's kind of late now. Sorry. I pressed send and it didn't go out.
Don't stop. I hate that one. It went to the archive.
That does happen once in a while. Texts get caught in the draft, in the draft area.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
People go, you didn't text me back. Oh, yes, I did. And I remember distinctly doing it. And the iPhone doesn't send it out. So that could be it. That's what happened.
That's
the ticket. That's what happened. Hey, we should get John Lovitz on the show, too. He's funny. He was the best. That's the ticket. Yeah.
Why do you continue to buy Apple products if they cause you so many problems?
Because they irritate you.
No, I don't. Listen, I don't care. My phone works just fine.
I was talking to my mom.
Selfie camera.
I was talking to my mom about the phone cuts off. as I'm talking to mom last night.
Yeah.
And then she calls back, Joseph, what happened? Mom, I have an Apple phone. I don't know what to tell you, you know?
That's what I mean.
It just cuts out. And it's funny, like we were talking about yesterday, how Apple, when they put out a new product or a new operating system,
they want you to buy the new one.
And they cause glitches on your current phone.
My son is genius.
It's genius how they do it. And by the way, stay with me on Apple for a second. 6:49, a lot to get into this morning. But I wonder if the Chinese are putting little things in there. They make this in China, this Apple phone. Can I tell you what? When I was going to tell Congressman King and Josh Gottheimer from Bergen County, I was going to say, remember I said I have the Chinese talking to me about the gateway system? And I'm starting to think, well, what did they want? Remember I asked the Chinese representative, what do you want from us? Because they thought I was going to run for governor, so they wanted to put this in, and they wanted the gateway project because the Chinese are smart and they know how to make money. Well, we want you to use our subway cars in Boston. Did you see what happened with the subway cars? Did you read about that?
I didn't.
Well, and even the Democrats gone? They're putting computer chips into these subway cars so they can survey everything.
Oh, boy.
Everything. And I sensed it. My Bloomfield Evan Winston, which is really a neurosis of paranoia. You know, because right. You know, you're
but you don't take
if
the
you're,
subway.
If you're an Italian and you're just skeptical. I was skeptical and I was right. I'm afraid. You say, okay, well, just use our cars. Just use our subway cars. You don't know what electronics they're putting in there. Am I right?
I think you might be onto something there. I mean, so China wouldn't even allow Google into their country unless they put in all these free speech suppression mechanisms, right? So if they're going to tell me again.
Yeah, right,
so
right,
they don't want
right.
people searching for, you know, learning about things like human rights and
Tiananmen Square,
right, stuff like that.
Right. So they're going to allow Google to open. But with some major, major restrictions. Even the Catholic Church, they had to basically demote a bunch of very outspoken Catholic leaders in China in order for the Catholic Church to expand there. So you need to tell me they're going to tell Google what's up. They're going to tell Hollywood you have to use this many pro-Chinese stars. They're going to tell the Catholic Church you can't have these expressive cardinals in a position of leadership in the church, but they're not going to tell Apple, you carry whatever kind of
something.
Or I think what's more likely, rather than that they're installing something, is that they require Apple products to have some sort of a back door that they can access. The United States government does
Brilliant.
The same thing
Brilliant.
With these big tech companies.
They do?
Yes, but it's even worse, certainly, if you're an American, than the Chinese companies.
America first is okay. China first, not so much.
Exactly.
It's scary, but anyway, so I don't want to even get into that whole thing because sure enough, down in Washington, they started talking about what the Chinese are putting into these subway cars that we are buying. 6:51, Piscopo on the radio, Debbie Duhaime on the roads on those subway cars. Hey, Deb, how are we doing out there this morning? It's starting to rain. People are going to, 11 o'clock, I think the rain's coming, and that means traffic is starting already, right?
Oh, that's for sure, Joe. We've got plenty of action out here for you this morning. Good morning, Joe, Frank, Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's head out to the subway. Subways are running on or close. We are having some problems, though, with the PATH trains. Hoboken to 33rd. Looks like delays with signal failure. Also, Journal Square to 33rd. Delays with that signal failure as well. Watch out for slowdowns this morning on the Cross Bronx West. We still haven't recovered. It's busy from Castle Hill Ave to the outbound GWB. That earlier accident clear, but boy, traffic is really heavy there. Inbound GWB, that's 20. Lincoln, 25. Holland, about 35. 31 southbound. It looks like you still have this problem at Regional Road as you get down through Hunterdon County into our Clinton Township with an accident, and problems continue for you at the Outer Bridge Crossing. The Outer Bridge Crossing is closed into Staten Island with an accident. You're going to have to go up to the Gothels Bridge, and it's all jammed up over there as well. LIE westbound, heavy through the BQE through the construction zone. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Cats Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Morano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone with news about a brand new radio show Saturday mornings at 9, Bagels and Broadway. I'll be giving you the latest Broadway and off-Broadway news, talking about theater in unusual places, a great restaurant find, a food product that's unusual, having conversations with actors, producers, and the heroes behind the scenes, chefs, entrepreneurs, and more. Join me and some fabulous guests. You bring the bagels, I'll bring Broadway. Saturday morning at 9 on AM 970.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
A flash flood watch is in effect from noon through late tonight for areas near into the south and west of 287 once again. An overcast damp start to the day with patchy fog and a shower. And later today, clouds and sunny breaks, warm and humid with a shower and thunderstorm in the area, high 76. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with a shower or thunderstorm, low 67. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sun, warm and humid. There can be a shower or thunderstorm, especially in the afternoon, high 77. And a couple of strong thunderstorms are likely early tomorrow night. For Friday, clouds and a shower giving way to some sunshine, windy and turning less humid, high 77. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, good morning, good morning. It is 5 minutes before 7 o'clock. Thank you, Joe Lundberg. Did you try Balance of Nature yet? Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature, not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It is natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Did you know that a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables? Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you will feel great. It's time to improve your quality of life. I have my Balance of Nature in my suit pocket. I took some this morning. First thing I do, I get up in the morning. I just love that it's not... And forgive me, but I love that it's not stinky. You know, when you take those vitamins, the multivitamin, I don't know how. And most of it is you just eliminate. You will not use what is in a multivitamin. But once you get 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables in a capsule form, it is, to me, the ultimate antioxidant to fight off all the free radicals within your body. Now, for a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature, 800-2468-751, or go to, please, balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code THEANSWER. For that discount, balanceofnature.com, discount code THEANSWER, 800-2468-751. This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
Okay, good morning. Here we go. Come on, come on. Here we go. Come on.
This is
come
your
on.
Guy.
Come on, no. Come on, dancing in the dark. Come on, born in the USA.
I got two pins in my ankle and a busted collarbone. Steel rod in my leg, but it walks me home.
He used a lot of violins in this. If you listen, it's beautiful as you, if you stay with it. We, of course,
it's called Drive Fast.
Yeah.
The stuntman.
Yeah. Well, oh, very good. You went through, yeah. But he, don't forget, when he wrote Nebraska, which to me is the greatest Bruce Springsteen album, he went across the country and he traveled the country and he got to know everybody and everything. And the brilliance, the poetic brilliance of Nebraska has never been equaled, you know?
And this album, very much Glen Campbell-esque. Every song is kind of like just a tribute to Glen Campbell.
What's he doing, Rhinestone Cowboy? What are you
doing? No.
Let me reference to Glen Campbell. And
because that's the feel that you get from this. From the number of songs that I've listened to.
I'm a Rhinestone Cowboy.
The feeling you get from this song is depression.
It's
Wow.
Not exactly upbeat.
Wow.
Here we go. We'll come out of the box smoking. You don't want to miss the rest of the show. Trust me, we do have a show this morning. Don't go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
67 degrees at 6:59. Feeling down. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police say they've arrested the man who attacked an MTA subway cleaner over the weekend. According to the NYPD, homeless 45-year-old Mike Ortiz slugged the transit employee in a Harlem subway station. Surveillance video shows Ortiz arguing with the cleaner before throwing a punch. He took off after the attack. The worker treated for an injury to his face. MTA leaders calling for tougher penalties for people who assault employees. Florida is home to some of the best beach towns in the U.S. According to personal finance website WalletHub, Naples, the number one coastal beach town in America, ahead of Lahaina, Hawaii, and Newport Beach and Carlsbad in California. The rankings based on factors like affordability, weather, safety, economy, education, and health, and quality of life.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.